All right, Chase Sexton, first of all, did you know where I was last night?
No, where?
I went to Reno for the Reno Cross.
Why?
Can I say why?
Yeah.
Because our interviews have gotten so good that he's searching for success elsewhere. So yeah, he's a Reno Cross guy.
No, I did two races in 2 days. I flew in the day at 5 a.m. Like, I'm like basically like a media hero for that.
And
so.
You went to Paris.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, the Paris thing was a big deal.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Awesome job. Cool to see. I thought the racing was great, like, all night long, and I thought the track was awesome. It was really, really neat to watch. That last one, like, I don't know how much of a lead you knew you had and where Eli was. Like, I don't know. Obviously, you're trying, but does some of that come into play where you're like, I got this?
Well, I mean, I wanted to win the race, and then I freaking was a bonehead and missed the rhythm section, and Eli got me. So
after it twice, I think.
No, once.
Okay.
No.
I'll check the film.
I'll check the film. I could be wrong. I think I was once. Okay. But, yeah, that was unfortunate, because if I could have got that rhythm, I don't think he was anywhere he could have passed me, because the track was hard to pass. So, other than that, it was good. After that, I kind of just rode smart. I knew I had to beat Coop, and Eli wasn't really in the mix, so I just kind of rode smart, and I feel like I rode good. I had good laps. First and second main, I really put a good charge on, which was cool. And last main, it was a lot easier getting a good start.
Yeah, one of the mains, I think the second one, you made some serious moves on the opening lap because you came around pretty far back.
Fifth from last.
Yeah, and then, dude, I looked up and you're sixth or something. Like, I was like, I said to Big Lou, I'm like, oh, dude, he just got busy on that. I don't know what you did.
Well, I have to get that back because the first couple of my main events, or the first main, I went backwards.
Yeah.
Which I can't do. I can't give positions away. So, I just say I get better starts because it's way easier getting good starts. And my speed's really good. So, just get better starts and been in a good spot, but it's nice to get two wins early in the season and we're in a good spot.
Talked to a couple of riders tonight that told me the for a triple crown the jumps are a little too big because there's all that. Okay, so you're not on that
supercross.
Okay,
it's tough. Like, we got it. It's not easy. I don't think the jumps were like they weren't the trickiest rhythm section out of all of them. Was where I missed it going over and then 3-3. Yeah. It's not a big rhythm, but that was the most technical.
Yeah.
The quad, like the jumps and stuff like the quad. I mean, yeah, it's big, but it's not hard. Like, it's just a wide open jump. Like, that's easy. So, I thought the track was really good, actually. Good flow. I mean, yeah, consequence, obviously, if you mess up, which is what supercross is. So, I thought the track was good. It was good technical track, and the whoops were big, but they were safe. So, that's good. They didn't roll them.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you're out on that, but
they told me they couldn't do it.
Nats took one of our riders out last weekend, so I don't know what you want to say about that, but
bro, maybe like think about the lives I've saved with those nets before this guy comes to America and starts complaining in his third race.
No, I actually think the net it could have been worse for him.
Yeah.
Like it was a consequential. Like, yes, it did hurt his shoulder, but like how does that happen? Like, it doesn't happen more than one time.
It's Lewis's favorite rider, and talk shit on my net, so I wasn't happy with him or the rider.
Saved people. Tom saved him in Paris.
Tons. Blake Baggett, Christian Craig, everybody. The quad at before the whoops. Couldn't quite figure out what was going on with that because it's faster to jump it and go into the whoops. But then the third one, all you guys started going inside. But I'm like, wait, did they watch the video? The outside is faster. Kenny kept doing the quad all the whole time. Yeah. So I don't know what's going on.
Second main, it was actually faster to go inside.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, Eli was almost passing me there every lap, and I was doing the quad. It was a yo-yo, because he would catch me in the turn, and I would pull away in the whoops, but he was getting a wheel on me almost where he could move over and cut me off in the whoops, so I had to go inside. And I think, actually, I ran my fastest.
The third one you're talking about.
No, second main. Second main. Third main, I think outside was faster.
But you guys started doing inside in the third main.
Yes. Because second main, I actually ran my fastest laps going inside. So I don't know what you want to do with that information. Third main, I think the outside was faster. Okay. I passed Hunter there on the first lap. Not even quality. You could have been on off. I think it was just as fast.
Yeah.
But second main was fast to go inside because the rut was good. The rut was really good. Okay. But the rut got messed up at the third main.
But why'd you keep going inside on the third main?
I don't know.
Okay, all right.
Because then Eli was following you. And then you were following him.
Well, no, because he was gonna. I don't have enough room to go outside and quad this thing because he's gonna cut me off.
No, he's not. He's not. He's not Vince Freeze. Like, I saw that last night in Reno.
Wow, that's cold.
Yeah. Did you see him cut over on Brees? I was there. I watched it.
Okay. Watching across. I'm rooting for Michael Hicks, though.
Hey, red plate. That's awesome. So much better than last year in a spot. It's incredible.
It's,
yeah.
Yeah, it's a big difference. I'm a lot better. I feel way more like myself. And, I'm ready to go. I'm actually excited for the next race already. So it's nice to have that because I just rewatched last race here or last year's race here. I was hurt, obviously, but I just looked miserable on the bike. Like, I didn't look happy. Yeah. And this year, you can see a big difference in my riding.
All right. Thank you for this. I'll let you do a shitty interview with Lewis.
Yeah, it's just not great interview coming up. Yeah. Nothing to watch.
Nothing to watch. All right. Thanks, Chase.